This instant analysis of the Browns' 26-24 win over the New Orleans Saints is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, the Brownies did something that they had done only once since they've been back in the NFL since 1999. And that's win their home opener. It happened only one other time against the Baltimore Ravens many, many years ago. And for the second time now, the Browns have won their home opener. They even their record at 1-1 in the 2014 season, thanks to a game-winning field goal by Billy Cundiff from 29 yards out with 3 seconds left to play, and they upset the New Orleans Saints 26-24. Loved how the Browns came out. They were aggressive early on their second possession. They had it 4th-and-1 at the Saints' 5-yard line, could have kicked the field goal. Mike Pettine looked at his team and said, "Our strength of this team is the offense. Offensive line, we're going for it." They pick up the first down on a handoff to Terrence West, and then on the next play, Brian Hoyer hooks up with Miles Austin, and the Browns took a 7-0 lead early in the game, and that was important because against the Saints, you want to play from ahead and not from behind. You don't want to chase the Saints. You want them to chase you and maybe have to change their game plan. And speaking of game plans, last week it was obvious the Browns did not either A, have a good game plan, or B, they didn't execute their game plan in the first half. Today, they did offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise early. They came out and they controlled the tempo in this game, jumping out to a 10-0 first quarter lead. And the Saints eventually got things going in the second quarter. And at the half, the Browns led 16-10. And the Saints, what was impressive to me was when the Saints took the lead at 17-16 in the third quarter, the Browns came right back. 14 plays, 80 yards, 6 minutes, 13 seconds off the clock, and Terrence West with a 9-yard touchdown run to regain the lead for the Browns. The Saints then would come back in the fourth quarter. Mark Ingram scores on a touchdown run. They take a 1-point lead at 24-23. And then, where games are won, the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, you have to come up with big plays. And I've got a list of big plays I want to talk about here that I think were the game-changing plays and helped the Browns get their first win of 2014. The first big play for me was when the Browns were down 24-23. Saints are driving. It's 3rd-and-5 at the Browns' 31 with 3:36 left. If the Saints pick up a first down, potentially they could run out the clock or at least get close enough for a field goal. Even if they don't pick up the first down from the 31, they try a 48-yard field goal attempt. It gives them a 27-23 lead. It would force the Browns to have to score a touchdown to win the game. So on 3rd-and-5 at the Browns 31, 3:36 left, Drew Brees is sacked by an untouched Carlos Dansby, minus 7 yards on the sack, and that forced them out of field goal range. It forced the Saints to punt the football away. Couldn't continue the drive, couldn't kick the field goal. Obviously, miscommunication by the Saints' offensive line, running backs, whoever, because Dansby came right up the gut untouched, and that was the first of a number of lack of communication problems for the Saints late in the game. So, they're forced to punt the ball. They do. Browns get it at their own 4-yard line. Now, granted, they only needed a field goal, but still, at your own 4-yard line. So the Browns start from their 4-yard line, and the first big play on offense after the Dansby big play on defense, Browns have it 4th-and-6 at their own 38 with 38 seconds left, and Brian Hoyer connects with tight end Gary Barnidge for a 10-yard pass play and a first down. Takes the ball out to the 48-yard line. In years past, these plays didn't happen for the Browns. They found ways to lose these home openers. But today, Barnidge comes up with a big play, 1st-and-10 at their own 48. Then the next big play on 1st-and-10 with 19 seconds left, Hoyer hits Miles Austin for 13 yards. It was a tough catch. We've seen Browns receivers over the past 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, however long, many years, not make those tough catches. Wasn't a great throw. Hoyer was on the run scrambling, but he bought some time. He made a play, threw the ball, and then Miles Austin, who dropped one earlier in the game after catching his touchdown pass, comes up and makes a tough catch. It was reviewed. It was ruled a catch, and he rolls out of bounds, saves a timeout. And those are the type of plays you have to make if you want to win in the National Football League. They can't be a perfect throw, perfect route, perfect placement of the ball every time. You've got to make some plays out of bad situations. And that's what Miles Austin did there, a tough catch. It gave the Browns another opportunity here. And then on second and 10 from the 39 with 13 seconds left, Brian Hoyer hits a wide-open Andrew Hawkins for 28 yards down to the 11-yard line with 6 seconds left. Again, blown coverage, miscommunication by the Saints. They're the veteran team. You wouldn't expect those mistakes from the Saints in those situations. Those are what the Browns used to do, right? Well, not today. The Saints and Rob Ryan and Sean Payton were yelling at each other, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, right? Rob Ryan, my defense is the best in the world. I'm the greatest defensive coordinator in the world, and just storming up and down the sidelines like he owns the NFL and all that. Loved seeing this happen to Rob Ryan as his cornerbacks blew the coverage, and Hawkins wide open, 6 seconds left, sets up the game-winning field goal by Billy Cundiff. The Browns win 26-24, so Dansby with a huge play on defense to get the ball back for the offense. Hoyer scrambles, makes a big play to Austin. Barnage with a great catch. Hawkins slipping through, and the Browns, they found a way to win, and that's what you have to do. 26-24, the final. Just some other thoughts and notes from the game, from what I have written down on this sheet of paper in front of me. Running game was solid once again. Both running backs looked solid once again for the Browns. Terrence West, 19 carries, 68 yards, his first career touchdown. You had Crowell with 11 carries, 54 yards. So a nice job. And the offensive line, it's the strength of this team. Browns need to run the ball 25 to 30 times a game. They ran it 30 times today, and that helps set up the play action for Brian Hoyer, who was decent today too. Wasn't great, but managed the game. Didn't turn the ball over. 24 of 40, 240 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. Was sacked one time, minus 2 yards. So he's doing what he has to do to keep the Browns in the games. Last week, he brought them back in the second half. They lose on a field goal at the gun. Today, they're ahead, they're behind, they're ahead, they're behind, and they come back and win it on a game-winning field goal. The receivers thought they did a decent job today as well. Got to give credit to Miles Austin with that tough catch and a touchdown grab today. Hawkins with 6 catches for 70 yards. Barnage had 4 catches, 41 yards. Think about this. The Browns today played without their 3 biggest playmakers, Josh Gordon, Ben Tate, and Jordan Cameron, and they found a way to beat the Saints. I had them losing this game. I didn't think they could outscore the Saints in a shootout, and it wasn't a shootout in the 30s, but still, 26-24, I didn't think the Browns could do it. And without those 3 key players, kudos for the Browns for finding a way to do it. The one thing they do need to work on, though, the run defense. Other teams are going to look at this and start running the ball more, and it took the Saints like a quarter and a half to figure that out. But the Browns' rush defense gave up 174 more yards after, 183, I think, last week to the Steelers. That's got to get taken care of. But overall, they did enough to win the game. And Johnny Manziel got his first action. Took 3 snaps, handed off twice, threw his first pass in the NFL. It was dropped. You could say maybe knocked away, but I thought it should have been a catch by Ray Agnew. But Johnny Manziel played, so that's out of the way. And the Browns get a win. Bottom line, as Mike Pettine said last week, it's a pass-fail league. They failed last week. They didn't get the win. Today, they passed. They got the win. And that's what it's all about. Congratulations to Mike Pettine. Good game plan. Went for it early, and he gets his first career win as an NFL head coach, and the Browns get their first win in 2014, 26-24 over the New Orleans Saints. There's your instant analysis, and it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or you can check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.